Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamadi.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamu alaikum. You are listening to Youth Station on IRB English Radio. And in the studio today, I have Brother Hassanain here.
Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
How are you, Brother Hassanain?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Brother Hassanain, are you a happy person? You seem like a happy person to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am.
Okay. So if you are a happy person, so I know this might sound a little negative.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're a happy person. But what things can sabotage your happiness in this world?
What things can sabotage my happiness?
Yeah.
Okay, there are many things. There are plenty of things. Not living in the present destroys one's happiness.
What do you mean by not living in the present?
Not living in the present is you're constantly thinking about the past. Like, you know, the tragedies you have gone through. You're always thinking about that.
So, but what's wrong with that? There are people who say we are who we are because of our past.
No, but you're thinking about the sad things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're giving away your happiness.
Uh-huh. So, you know, in a sense, you're just thinking of the negative here.
Yeah, you're thinking about negative things. You have gone through some bad incidents. There had been some bad incidents with you before. And you're constantly thinking about this. Oh, I lost this. I lost that. Just leave your past and live with your present.
Okay.
You know, past, it's only useful where you get a lesson from it.
Uh-huh. So what you're saying is from the past, we should just extract all the lessons that we've gained.
Exactly.
But not hold on to, suppose,
the missed
opportunities and the negative custom that are attributed to the past.
Yeah. Like, okay, you have missed something in the past. Oh, I missed that. You're constantly thinking about that and you're destroying
uh-huh.
your happiness.
Okay.
Work on yourself and get it again. Over here, why I stressed over present is, you know, past, I mentioned about past, but also about future.
Does the same apply there?
Not to that extent. It's good to think about your future, but you should never forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Razak. He's our provider.
Okay.
Right? So he's the one who provides. It's good to have plannings and all, but always constantly thinking, okay, I have planned this. If this doesn't happen, if this doesn't work out, what will happen?
Uh-huh.
Again,
so it's getting into that negative spiral. You're saying
exactly
that negative spiral will eat away at your happiness.
You should trust in Allah, tawakkal ala Allah. Allah is the best of planners.
Okay.
Inshallah.
Let's take a short break and then we'll come back continue this.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Suppose I was supposed to get on a flight for Europe,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, what happens is I was in a hurry. I left a bag at home.
Yeah.
And on the way to the airport, the car broke down and I missed my flight.
Yeah.
Right? And the worst part is, turns out my wallet was in that bag that I left.
Oh.
How do I get home, right? Now suppose, however I get home, at the end of the day, I do get home eventually.
Yeah.
Through some way.
Yeah.
But now me thinking about that situation over and over again,
mm-hmm.
that's going to eat at me.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's not just, you know, just looking at your past, but it's really focusing on the mistakes that we made, the negative aspect of it.
Now look, you know, when you talk about past, you know, apart from these small things, like small incidents that happen with us, we see many people, you know, they're always sad, they're depressed. Why? Because, you know, what happened with them in the past, like losing their loved ones, right? You know, someone losing their wife or husband or something like that, you know? But over here, this is not easy to say. If that person is religious, it's easier for us to explain to them. You know, you can explain
why,
that.
Why does that make it easier for them?
It's easier because they believe in the afterlife. They know that their loved one is in a better place.
Hmm.
Like, of course, Akhirat is a better place. right?
So it's that assurance that they get.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but it's not easy. It's not easy, right? Like, you know, you can only feel it when you lose someone.
Mm-hmm.
But according to time, with time passing by, you can understand. But say you can always, like, you know, someone passed away like 15 years ago and still...
So what you're saying is to just forget them. Suppose someone loses a family member?
I'm not telling to forget them. You know, remember them. Remembering them, like, you know, the good things of them.
Mm.
You're going to their grave, reciting Surah Fatiha for them. You know,
so focus on the positives, pretty much.
Exactly. You know, okay. you're not just, you know, always being depressed, not focusing on your work. You're spoiling your present.
So what you're saying is don't mess up your present with the mistakes of your past.
Exactly.
I see.
Take a lesson from it.
Uh-huh. So gain from it and move forward.
Right.
Okay. What other things can sabotage your happiness then? So right now you said either... going too deep into the mistakes of your past or overthinking your future and having like a negative connotation towards your future. That's one. What other things could sabotage your happiness?
Okay, so the things we mentioned before were related to time, like past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
Like normally when we talk about sabotaging our happiness, it can be our activities, what we do, or our actions that destroy our happiness. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, staying around toxic and negative people, this destroys your happiness.
Uh-huh. As in, being around those people has a negative effect on you as well.
Exactly. You know,
so you
get
might
negative
not be
vibes.
Thinking like them.
Yeah.
But you eventually start thinking like them because you're around them so much.
Yeah, you get negative vibes. You know, people who always demotivate you. And, you know, toxic people, and when you stay around them, you don't get good vibes. You're getting always negative vibes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this way, you spoil your happiness.
I see.
Just leave that company.
So just by changing your company, you can change your view on the world as well.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Wow.
You know, our friends.
Yeah.
One of the main factors, you know, that our friends are one of the main parts of our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you our friends, they sometimes shape our thoughts.
Uh-huh. They have an imprint on our life.
Exactly. They have a huge influence in our lives and in our thoughts and our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see a group of friends, you know, one has one particular thinking. The whole group normally
slowly
has the same
thinking.
Slowly
adopt that way of thinking.
Exactly.
Okay.
So our company...
makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you said don't linger in the past.
Yeah.
Like watch the quality of your friends, the quality of people you hang out with.
Yeah.
What other message can you give to the youth nowadays? Because look, the people you hang out with, that really tells you the status you're at, right? So now, most people really don't take into consideration, these guys might have a negative effect on me.
Altogether, we just have to get rid of our negative thinking.
Uh-huh. But the thing is, what if it's those negative people who are, you know, the quote-unquote cool guys nowadays, right?
What do you mean by that?
We're trying to go up on the social ladder, right? We want to be considered, you know, quote-unquote cool.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the problem with most of the youth nowadays, they don't realize how much of an effect this has on them, right? How they can really rot out their core by hanging out with the wrong people. It might be cool, you know, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But in the long run,
it
has a negative effect on them, whether they want to believe that or not, right? Someone close to them will notice this shift from positivity to negativity, right? So what other things can harm your happiness, in your opinion?
Being a believer, I feel that in not having proper belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, not having trust and strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy your happiness. Because, you know, with respect to the time and all the situations that come across us, the things which we go through, and we don't have proper faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are constantly worried about its result.
Okay.
But one, you have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a ayat in the Holy Quran which says that inna ma'al usri yusra. After hardship comes ease. Mm-hmm. You know, having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, this actually helps you stabilizing your happiness. Uh-huh. It helps you build your happiness.
So you're saying this trust in God
exactly
will help us get through that negative, say, phase.
Exactly. It makes us stronger. It uh-huh. makes us stronger. That's what I believe.
So in a sense, it's self-building as well.
Exactly.
You know, that can fix.
After that, you get to know that what's the philosophy behind these incidents and these negativities. Mm-hmm. Then it helps you to pass through all these things.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you're saying the self-building in general has a big aspect on our negativity.
Right.
And safeguarding our happiness. Okay, dear listeners, we'll be right back. We'll take a short break and we'll return and ask Brother Hassanain what he thinks about happiness and how we can safeguard that in our lives. In the studio today, we have Brother Hassanain. And Brother Hassanain, you talked about the different factors that can result in negativity in our lives and the destruction of our happiness. Yeah. What can we do to safeguard this happiness, to protect ourselves from these negativities?
You know, the factors I've mentioned before, you know, trying to follow them and staying away from these things. Like I mentioned, negative people with negative vibes and, like, as we say, like toxic people. You know, we have to stay away from these and we have to put our complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. Like these things help us to safeguard our happiness and, you know, help us, you know, from getting them destroyed.
Okay. Other than God, is there any other way that we can safeguard our happiness?
Staying away from the things I've mentioned.
Uh-huh. So just keeping our distance from that. Okay. So what if we're in a situation where we can't keep our distance? Suppose we're forced to be in that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. How do we safeguard ourselves then? Say, look, if you keep your distance, it's a lot easier to safeguard yourself, right?
Okay, oh,
you
here, keep those, okay. Now, like,
that ideology out of your head. But now, look, you're stuck there.
Yeah, like,
what do you do then?
What if that negative person is your classmate? What if he's your roommate? Hmm. And you cannot do anything? Over here, man, like, we're in a big trouble, first of all. Like, you know, over here, we should learn. We have to build ourselves over here, right? Mm. Like, you know, as I say, you know, with all these things, we need to take a lesson. You know, we should build ourselves in such a way, you know, that toxicity shouldn't be worth enough to harm us.
Mm-hmm. Where it doesn't have an effect on us.
To have an impact on us, exactly. Uh-huh. Like, over here, we have to build ourselves. Uh-huh. And, you know, these things, you know, it's like, you know, it's simple as two and two is four. Okay. Like, either you're influenced by these things and you destroy your happiness, or either they help you to build yourself.
Uh-huh.
And it makes you
to
more
build
stronger.
Up a exactly. bigger, stronger protection against these things.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. I like the example you gave here. And it reminded me of a saying from the Prophet. He's saying, look, when you're trying to bring change within to the world, mm-hmm. who do you start off with first?
Ourselves.
You start with yourself, right?
Yeah.
You work on yourself. You get yourself mentally and spiritually stronger.
Right.
And then you work on your family, mm-hmm. right? Because look, you're living with these people. You're from these people, right?
Right.
So they know you the best other than yourself. So you can apply the way that you've learned to safeguard yourself and grow in such a sense. You can apply it to them.
Right.
And after your family, you go towards society,
mm-hmm.
right? You, by that time, you're strong enough where even if there's a little toxic, there's a toxic environment that you're thrown into,
yeah.
you got enough of a force field around yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? This force field of happiness
yeah.
around yourself, where, as you said, mm-hmm. it has no impact on you then,
right?
Right. So it's a very keen way of looking at it, where the Prophet, without even saying, look, this will safeguard your happiness. He said, look, if you want to understand something and preach that to the world,
exactly.
you use this example.
Yo, Brother
you
Jaffa,
teach yourself, You teach your family, then you teach society.
Jaffa, I would like to mention one more point over here. Like, we have discussed about how can we safeguard our happiness. So, like, having trust in Allah and all these things, after these things, how can we build our happiness? You know, last point to be mentioned, I feel that, you know, we should do things like which are halal for us. I believe that we can completely enjoy our life without disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's certain things you can do, like you can spend time with your family.
Okay. I would like to thank Brother Hasnain again for joining me today in the studio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.